I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's government arrested nearly four dozen people for allegedly plotting an Egyptian-styled coup this week. The group was watching videos of the protest when they were nabbed, but the atmosphere is ripe for massive protests. Christian World Outreach's Dean Yoder says,
"It's day by day. So right now, things have subsided, and I don't want to say peaceful. That gives the wrong impression, but it is much better than it was."
Unrest is disruptive to their evangelistic work because it prevents their team from traveling. Yoder urges you to pray safety and wisdom for their team. High tensions could easily erupt into demonstrations. Meanwhile, new governments are forming from the ashes of the old ones in the Middle East. Repression causes a hunger for change. Believers are mobilizing. Christian Resources International's executive director, Jason Wolford, says they've already laid the groundwork and they're working to get more Christian literature in again this year.
"Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I think that the listeners need to just really pray that God give us strategic partners and strategic openings in these areas, that the word can be distributed by them, and also protection over those that are distributing."
And a Twitter campaign was launched to ask President Obama and other leaders to speak up for Saeed Musa. Musa was arrested in Afghanistan last May for converting to Christianity. He's been tortured since and has written letters for help to world leaders. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, a judge recently told Musa he'd be killed in days if he didn't reconvert, so help is needed now. Join the campaign and pray the gospel wouldn't be put on hold in the meantime. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.